talk about time-honored baseball rituals, here's one for you. The Chicago Cubs and the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. It's a landmark, the second oldest park in the major leagues. Some argue the most beautiful. The brick and ivy of the outfield walls, the surrounding graystone flats. And for more than eight decades, the stadium has borne the Wrigley name. But the Cubs have a new owner, Sam Zell, and he says he might be willing to sell the rights to the stadium name. He thinks he could get $400 million. Well, you can guess the reaction.
I think it's a travesty.
What I was thinking was that maybe we should all maybe contribute a buck and buy them from Mr. Zell.
I think that'll suck a little bit because that's been so historically the name of the stadium for so long, and I just think it'll suck.
Not just so they don't name it like Verizon Field or something.
I'm actually happy because I'm a Sox fan, so. And all these guys that were laughing at us, that they're changing the name, I can laugh at them now.
We heard from Jenny Chen, Eric Halverson, Carlos Mackey, Sharon Bibro, and Fernando Chavez outside the Wrigley building, not the field, in Chicago today. Well, we asked the Cubs to put up their best utility infielder to defend the idea. They steered us to Mike Lafrano. He's the team's senior vice president for community affairs.
You know, our primary goals for the Cubs are to win a world championship and to preserve a historic stadium. 99 years without winning a World Series is too long, and we're hoping to change that this year. And if changing the name of the field helps us to accomplish those goals, I think it's something that people have looked at. In an ideal world, Wrigley Field is an icon and it would never be changed. But just like historic stadiums throughout the country, Fenway Park in Boston, Yankee Stadium in New York, they need to be upgraded and modernized to continue to keep pace with the times, with what our fans want in terms of amenities and the ballpark experience.
But Fenway Park is still Fenway Park, and Yankee Stadium is still Yankee Stadium. It's not Citigroup Yankee Stadium or Bank of America Fenway Park.
Yankee Stadium is being rebuilt, and a new one's going to be built in the next few years. Fenway Park has much more advertising and other things than Wrigley Field. Each of these parks in their own way has looked at opportunities to generate the revenue that it takes to compete in Major League Baseball these days.
But it's a name. I mean, there's a whole lot riding on the name Wrigley Field. It's been that way. It's been named that since 1926.
You're right. In an ideal world, it wouldn't be the thing that you would do. But we live in a business that requires us to compete, and 99 years without a World Series is too long. Since Sam Zell became CEO of Tribune Company a little while ago, he's authorized a number of improvements to the team and the ballpark. We replaced our playing surface. We've invested in our payroll so that we are among the top in Major League Baseball now. Those sorts of investments are the kinds of things that hopefully will result in a championship very soon.
You know, the critics say that if the naming rights are sold, that money doesn't go to help the team. That goes to help Sam Zell buy a new yacht or something like that. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I don't know if he's a boater at all. I do know that he's been investing in the team. I don't know at the end of the day whether the naming rights will change. Certainly, I respect and understand all the feelings that we've heard from our fans. I grew up eight blocks from Wrigley Field. It was my favorite place to go. But I know that I also want to see the Cubs in the World Series.
Has there been any thought, Mr. Lafrano, to having the Wrigley Company pay now for having its name on Wrigley Field?
That's something that's been written about and talked about. I don't know as I sit here how that would play out, but certainly it's a conversation that I think has taken place in the media, and we'll see what happens.
Has it taken place with folks from Wrigley?
There have been some discussions, but I don't know that they've gone beyond the initial phase yet.
Can't let you go without asking if you think this could be the year that the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Last time was 1908. It's 2008. There's a nice symmetry there.
We own the year 08. I sure hope so. We're looking forward to it. We've got an exciting team. And as I said, we've invested the revenue that we've generated in the past few years into the team. So I hope people will come out to the ballpark and see the Cubs.
Whatever its name is.
It's Wrigley Field this year.
Okay. Mr. Lafrano, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Mike Lafrano, ever hopeful senior vice president for community affairs for the Chicago Cubs.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.